Bloody Pharaohs here in Besançon. Oh, it starts raining. So this here is a church, a chapel by the for the hospitallers, for their commandery. And maybe that one was the commandery. And it's from the 12th century, very old. So yeah. So I told you the hospitallers, they were there before the Crusades, you know, to make it look like something nice, and you know, to go on a picnic and we'll treat you, you know, the word hospital is from there. And when the Europeans, when they were there, you know, they were in the middle of a war, and then the Templars, all of a sudden they became Templars. And this is what they always do. Like in the First World War, they put a flower in the barrel and say, well, it's only gonna last for a week. So here it is, in Varesia. It's a strange name. Varesia. Yeah, and then they appeared again after the Crusades. For 200 years, the hospitallers disappeared. They put on another uniform. And then they came back and to take all the belongings, because it couldn't belong to the Templars anymore. So that means ossuaire, it means all the bones are here. Yeah. And there was a cross on the... You can see it from here. This is very old stuff here. In the Jura, which is called, it's old Latin, Celtic language, and it means the black forest. Jus, it means the forest, and Ra, it means black. Okay, it's all, so you can see it's all forest around here. Yeah, beautiful. I would have liked to have a look inside, but it's all closed. So it's next to Switzerland here. So here is a Templar's farm, it's called Tempelhof. It's like the airport in Berlin actually, Tempelhof. And here it says 1563 when they rebuild it, but it's from 1200. So here it is, it's next to Ribeauvillé and Celesta. A very beautiful area next to the Haute Königsburg. So here it is. Well, this is also older, but this is the Tempelhof, from the Templars, a Templar's farm. It's a really beautiful area. So they had farms, commanderies, and castles. So here it says Templar wine, but this is older, but it's still from the Middle Ages, like 1559 here. Here too, 1500. Here some more Templars, Tempelhof. 1500, some Templar signs, Tempelhof, like the airport in Germany. Oh, here's some more stuff, yeah. So this door here with the Templar stuff on it, it dates from like, really from the Templars in 1200. Here you can see the sun hieroglyph here in a different way. So this is very old. And maybe this too, here's the sun hieroglyph there. And this is older, this is rebuilt like in 1557. The Alsatian guy, he is very friendly, he's showing me around here. Very nice.
Derrière une colonne.
Comment colonne? Ah, ja, ja, je peux rentrer? Ah, yeah. So here's some more stuff, but this is 1558. I think there it is. I have to shout because there's a lot of wind here. So it's desolate here. I've been walking for hours, hours. The Larzac, windy, cold. It's still summer, it's bloody cold there. Yeah, well, let's have a look. Still a long way to go. Yeah, another water catch by the Templars. It's Templar swimming pool. The local graveyard with some Templars' graves here. There's a lock on the door here, so I don't feel like climbing today. There's just some stuff anyway. I'm getting tired of these Templars. Let's get rid of them. So here it is, the next Templar or Hospitaller thing. Right behind here. So it is a thing by the Hospitallers. And they were just there to make sure that we make it into the wall, you know, to lure us into it with some wine and, you know, treat us well, and then there's no way out. Bloody pharaohs. Sorry, that one. Me. So here on the way to Jerusalem, you know, they could rest and get some wine. They said, well, it would be even more paradise if you go to Jerusalem. And there was no way out. Either get killed by the Arabs or fight. Another church of them. Those here. They're so intelligent, they're so smart, eh? Just like, it's the propaganda machine here, you know, like Goebbels. You know, they'll go and have a war, you know, you'll be happy, yeah? That's what it is, that's the Hospitallers, that's all. Bloody Hospitallers, bloody pharaohs, eh? And that's all a lie. This is their, as I said, their propaganda machine. To get us into a war. This is the TV and the newspapers of the Middle Ages. You know, like get some wine, have a nice time in Jerusalem, see something of the world. Still the same thing going on today. Get dressed in a nice uniform, be a Templar, be a special forces. Still the same thing, nothing has changed, eh? Just doing their bloody wars for them. So here's a Templars commandery in Elancourt, on the north from where the minister was, like where they found his body. It's you see the M has a different color here. Oh, it's pink, they were homos anyway. And it's also the M sign. What we see, the hands like making an M here too, on all the old, a lot of old pictures. So this is the commandery. There's the Templar, the old boy on a horse. So this is south of Paris still, next to Rambouillet. And here, Commanderie de Templiers, it's the Templars Commandery. And here it says as well. It's called Commanderie de Templiers de Ville Dieu, the Templars Commandery of the Town of God. Wow, what do you know? I already see an octagonal tower, well, part of it. The roundabout, rond-point, it's called the roundabout, le rond-point de l'ordre des chevaliers, the roundabout of the order of the knights, well, Freemasons. It says Elancourt, it's where we are here, Elancourt. That's one here. So let's have a look at the old chap. Whee! Look at it, that's what I told you. The Templars, they are the aristocracy. Why do you think they have the fleur de lis? The 3 point for Isis, Horus and Seth. Look at this. It's a Swiss cross, like on the Swiss army knife. It's the exact Swiss cross. It's not like the typical Templar's cross, but it's the typical Swiss cross, which is of the Templar's cross. Well, what do you know? I didn't come here for nothing. Look here, on these things here, there's a coat of arms of this town here. You see, it's got the Templar's V behind the Swiss cross, behind the Swiss army knife, 3 points. Fleur de Lis, there's a crown over it. It's the aristocracy. There were no monks. And it's Swiss. That's why they went to. Look, and he's got a gladio. It's a Roman sword. Just like the guy, in the inner in Strasbourg, he was wearing a gladio, the chief of the security. And this is octagonal, I think. There are 4, 8 rows of plants here, of the hedge, 8 hedges. They know exactly what they're doing, and there are 8 lanes like this. That's where I'm coming from. It's real near. Rambouillet, where they find the body of the minister. There's so much power involved here in this place here. Around it. He even got a bloody fleur de lis on his helmet. All over. Yeah, there's one there, there's one here. Fleur de lis all over. You bloody pharaohs, get out of our Europe. You know. Get out of here. It's like these guys, never mind. Here there's another sword. He's got a gladio. And he's got a long sword here. Yeah. The sun is in my eyes, I can't see it. Well, the long sword is, of course, if he's on the horse. And the gladio on the other side is if he steps down from the horse. Yeah, so, I mean, there's the coat of arms. Let's have a look. This is a typical sword of the knight. Yeah, let's have a look at the coat of arms there. Yeah, Elancourt. Court, that means the court. Yeah. So it's black and white, you know, of the Teutonic Knights. It's a Swiss cross in the middle of it. And Fleur de Lis, a gold Templar's V. It's on a green underground. Why green? I can't explain the green. And the black and white is their war colors. Here, once more. It's all over. There, once more. They seem to be pretty proud of it, eh? Oh, this is a good hit. Commander of the Templars, south of France, next to where all the castles are. So that's already infiltrating the primogenitura. The kings. So I was lucky. Today is the Journée de Patrimoine, and it's a special day. This guy here, in this, it's the oldest building from 1128, no?
1180.
80, yeah, 1180. And he made this Templar game here to play with cards, and at the same time, you know, give some information about the Templars. It's very interesting. I'm very happy to have come here on this very special day here. So. You see here everywhere, the Fleur de Lis everywhere. So you think they were really monks? Or do you think they were the aristocracy? Right? Like pharaohs? So this is the Templars Chapel. Here in Elancourt, it's a real Templar's chapel. But they renovated it. A there's quite a lot of people because it's a Sunday and it's an open day. There's the Baphomet. Look, there he is. My guy. There you are. I see there's a little red crosses in it. Of the temples. So all this here is an ancient Templars commandery again, very old, with a chapel. Just filmed it. There's so many people. It's a Sunday, open days, open house. That one is the oldest house of it, apparently, that one there, the chapel. A little pond. Well, it's gonna be the last one I did. Maybe I'll do one more. I mean, there are thousands of them. Thousand commanders all over Europe. So I was lucky with this day today. But they don't know the truth. I'm not sure if you can see it, but this is, of all the windows here, is the only one that has the Baphomet. So this is the entrance, so everybody passes here, he has to like bow to the devil, or pass under the devil. Of all these windows, I had a look, I'm going to show you one more time. This is the only one. Maybe I'll take, I'm going to stand a little bit further away. I just showed it from the inside. You can see it from here. I'll show it one more time from the inside and all the other windows again. So here, you know, you have the ultimate proof there are Satanists. This is the entrance. You see the light bearing through here, peeping through. And there's the Baphomet. There he is. And these are the original windows. It looks like it's like a foley on it, but it's not. It's original windows with lead in between it. And, well, nowhere else. I looked at all the windows. I just show like underneath, you know, because there's no Baphomet here. There's none there. Neither is on top of it. There's one here. There was none here. And there is none there. And there is none there. And I checked it all out. I mean, all the way, it's a lot of fleur-de-lis, a lot of Templars crosses. You know, there's none. There's only one. If you come into the church, and you bow to the devil. These guys were Satanists. They were devil worshippers. They were evil. They were homos. They were aristocrats. They were pharaohs. And they founded the base of all evil. Switzerland. Here you can see three crosses here and three crosses on the other side. That makes six. So I got a bit boring, you know, the woman just before like talking, because it's just a lot of rubbish. It's not the Templars, there were no monks. Three.
Oui, oui, voilà. Est-ce que la régie PACA vous permet de louer du matériel pas cher? Tout à fait, voilà. Le matériel, vu qu'on est association, on loue le matériel à la régie. Donc l'idée, une mandarine, on sait ce que c'est qu'une mandarine. Une mandarine, ça se loue 10 euros par jour. Et vu association, c'est la moitié prix. Donc on loue 5 euros par jour.
D'accord, combien en kilos?
On peut pas l'acheter, là.
Un HMI de 2,5 kg, 30 euros, je crois.
Voilà, un HMI, ça vaut 5 000 euros, comme ça.
Alors pour les non-initiés, par exemple, pour leur expliquer ce que c'est.
So this here was the film festival in the Templars Castle. Here a couple of these videos. You can find them, most of them in YouTube with English subtitles. Just punch in the titles. And no, it's not bad. So here's a little river in the town next to it. The river is Le Verdon. Quite nice, not too many people. It's not like the Mediterranean, like the beach. So I'm gonna dip in here. Come and join you guys. So here in a little village called Montmeillon. What do we see here? The Templar's cross in a pyramid. Red and white for the original Pharaonic kingdom. The United Kingdom of Pharaoh. Red and white, like Switzerland. The castle, the crown. So this here is the Templar's farm. I don't know if it's a commandery. I think it's just a Templar's farm. Well, just. I mean. And it's next to the motorway. It's in Vin-sur-Caramy. I'll show you on the map later on. You can hear the motorway. So hit this. This is where they were. They are the ones who founded Switzerland and made the New World Order, which is a horizontal rule and not anymore a vertical rule. So they all rule together, you know, like in the Swiss cross. The Swiss cross is the horizontal rule of the Templars that cuts the vertical rule of the king. Templars. Here's where the New World Order started, with the Templars. It's very old, it's a thousand years old. I always see it when I go to Italy on the motorway. There's a sign. I suppose there's still somebody living here. Maybe not go too deep in it. I don't need to. There's not much more to see anyway. Somebody coming. So here you see this typical round thing we always see on Templars commanderies, you know, or Templars chapels at the back. So they must have had a chapel. They always had a chapel because they were hiding. In the Middle Ages there were only three things: the people, the clergy, the church, and the aristocracy, the castle. So this is how they were hiding. They didn't want to hide among the people, you know, because they didn't want to work. They were not even warriors. We did the fighting for them, the people, the Franks and the Germanics. There must be a chapel inside. People who are living here, they're probably Freemasons. Very important for them. Ah, now I get it. You know, there's a... just next to it, there's horses for children. Templars, pedophiles, Freemasons, children. What do you know? And it's next to the motorway. Quickly gone. Bye bye. I'm not going too deep in it. There's nothing to see anyway. Yeah. The most important thing to see is to understand. I'll show you the horses. Now there. It's just here. Ah, that's smart, eh? So this is how they get to the children, eh? Look. Yeah. So before I saw some kiddies a horse trailer, yeah. Templars and a motorway, which you can hear. They've always been doing it, these Satanists. Watch this. Templars, Satanists, child molesters, Switzerland. Hey, you see children coming. And the Templars were just there. You see some more horses. At the end of the road here. Templars. Freemasons, pedophiles, Switzerland. So here it is, Vins-sur-Carami, the Templars farm next to Brignoles in the south of France. Here's the motorway, blue one. Barjol, that's where next to it is Brad Pitt, like here, living there. He's living in the Templars region. So I'm going to see a nice lake next to it. Yeah. So here's a nice little lake next to the Templars farm. Well, let's call it the Templars Lake. I suppose it didn't exist at this time yet. You can see it's like they've been digging here, you know. So I'm back here at this 1.2 kilometer long Templars bridge here in Le Pont Saint-Esprit, where the Swiss and the CIA, where they poisoned the old people, the entire population here. And this is all related to the terrorist attacks. So watch my video about it. And it's all related to Switzerland, of course. And the Swiss never done anything, eh? No, they're so innocent, so neutral, eh, Swiss, eh? Pharaohs in the prison. Me. Oi. I think I'm gonna have a dip in the pool anyway. Oh, it looks gorgeous, doesn't it? So here's another Templars commandery, the house here, but they have dogs and cameras, and the man here, he told me it's you'll get problems. Well, I'm not afraid, you know, I've done things like this before, you know, I could infiltrate here, but there's nothing to see anyway. But the important thing is, this is it's near to Salandre. I'll show you on the map later. And it's very near to Le Pont Saint-Esprit, where I told you the story about. Alors là, il y a une commanderie de Templiers à côté de la route de Salandre, à côté de Bagnoles. C'est pas loin du Pont Saint-Esprit où je vous ai raconté l'histoire. Ils ont des chiens ici, des caméras, et le monsieur à côté. Il a dit que vous serez agressé. J'ai pas peur, mais... Ça me suffit de le voir comme ça, de loin. Ok, ils étaient partout, donc ils étaient très à côté du le pont Saint-Esprit. So here is a Templars castle. At least, well, it was taken over by the Templars and they were here. It's a chapel. I was just taken hitchhiking by a count from Uzès. He was really shocked, but he hid it. What I was saying about the aristocracy, that little... Pharaoh, very nice, very helpful. Yeah. So this is next to that bridge where they poisoned the entire population. It's full of Templars here. I'll show it all to you later. I hope they're not waiting for me. J'espère qu'ils m'attendent pas. Chapelle. So, this is what I always do. I go in from the backside and have a look at it all, you know. The chapel, La Chapelle. I'm getting seriously pissed here with this white wine here, the Templar's wine. That's the castle. Yeah. And this is the Duke. I think it was a Duke. He wanted to talk German with me. He said it was a Graf. So I suppose he was the Duke of Uzès, where I filmed the castle. Now look at the name here, Sar. You see, Sar. As in a sarcophagus. Sire, sir, the king, a box to put the king in. The real name of this thing here, it used to be Basarka. The dead soul of the king and the living soul. All bloody pharaohs, eh? And the Duke brought me here. Was that a coincidence? I have no idea. I don't think so. They know where I am. I've got this little tablet. They know absolutely where I am. You know, he took me hitchhiking. You know. He looked like Himmler. Bloody pharaohs. Look at this. The descendants of the nobility, they're playing golf here. Ha ha ha. Yes, the little checkerboard trousers. So you see, the castle is here. They don't see me. I'm in the forest drinking my wine. Right. My bottle. My Templar bottle. These blokes playing. The Templars. my Templar's water bottle. So here's another nice river, it's called Ardèche. It's real next to this Templar's bridge, like 6 kilometers away. Yeah? Well, I got it by accident, I didn't even know it. But it's another middle-aged bridge, maybe it's done by the Templars as well. So here's the bridge, like here. To the right, it's going to the Rhône, to the Pont Saint-Esprit. Full of Templars here. Show you the map later on. Real nice here. Just what I needed. I'm here in a town called Pizinas, or we're going to see Templars commandery or castle, I don't even know. Three times Fleur de Lys. And it says this is the place, the square of the 3x6, 3x6. Here it says in English. So you can just punch pause. The square of the 3x6s. And here you got the Sun Hieroglyph, the Vesica Pichas forming the oval, like the Oval Office. Yeah, well, it's all here, isn't it? Aye. So here at Pezenas, this is an ancient, a former commandery of the Templars here. And here on the other side is this church here. And the church is a Templar's chapel, it says in English. The Knox Templars were Knox Templars. So you just punch pause if you want to read it. There you go. And here it says, where is it? Here it says Saint-Père. You remember the Templars commandery with the woman with the skeletons and the reptilian? It was called Père Assol. Yeah, it says Saint-Père. It's all the same. Well, I don't want to pronounce it now. It's Sun Hieroglyph. Let's have a look. So here you see there's a Templar's cross here. And something like they could have been hiding things in here. It's going downstairs here. Right. Tu peux l'éteindre là? Right. C'est even, c'est mieux comme ça. So in the Templar's chapel. Yeah. So here's the Sun Hieroglyph, which is the sun is red, of course, here at the side as well, with the Freemason checkerboard, just next to the Templar's cross here, and the thing where they've been hiding stuff, right. Yeah, look, Swiss Guard of the Vatican, and here as well, I suppose, they were here. In a Templar's chapel.
Swiss.
So.
Hello, Swissy. Hey? You're still smiling, eh?
Well, it's going to be gone forever, eh, mate? Bang, give you a nut of there. Right. Finish. Now, look at this here. They painted it red, you know, like the cross of the Hospitallers. And here, the Prince of Conti. The SS Standartenführer, the Swiss, he was the Minister of Health in the Third Reich. There's the word Comte dedans, Duke. And here it says Sarc, here, like in the sarcophagus. It means your Royal Highness, Son Altesse Royale. Oh, a bunch of bloody pharaohs, you know. Yeah, where the Templars come on. And there is a castle here behind here. Well, let's have a look, you know. I can't see it, so, you know, maybe I can see it afterwards, like on the thing here. So this here is La Couvertoirade. It's an entire Templars town here. It's amazingly well preserved. A lot of tourists. They were everywhere, you know, these Templars. Oh, there's a cemetery. I'm going to have a look there. See a lot of tourists. There you are. Just a bunch of poles come in. Have to pay €3. This is the biggest like Templars, incredibly well preserved Templars town. The whole town here is a Templars town. Incredibly well conserved. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's quite big. Alright, there's some more. I'm not sure if we can get in, it's a bit late. There we are. This is the real Templar stuff here. It's an entire Templar town. Now you see the Templar's V on his breast. This is more than 1,000 years old, eh? Bloody Templars, you bloody homos. Look at his weird faces. Very long noses. You know, just like the reptilian thing I filmed in the commandery. Look like monkeys. In La Couverture. Templar stuff all over. That's what the tour is like. Entire Templar town, amazingly well preserved. I've noticed that everywhere on the doors here they have pinned a sunflower. You know, they are the sun worship is. You know, I saw that a couple of times here. It's all over. Sunflowers on the doors. Here's another one here. Look, everywhere. Now, you bloody pharaohs, eh? That's what I'm telling you. They are the second, third, fourth sons of the pharaonic aristocracy. So, open the bloody gates, I'm coming. It's really incredible. I've never seen this before. Looks like a chapel. I see. There it is. Oh, there's the temple. That looks like it. Well, let's go. Please, they know what they're doing with the sunflowers. Absolutely. It's fantastic here. I'm glad I'm quite late, so there are not so many tourists, you know. Even people living here. I've always been living here, like, you know. Here's the garden gnome. That means my man, he's a garden gnome. He's obeying the witches and Isis. He's just obeying orders. I give him my pussy now and then, and he does what I want him to do. If not, no more pussy, mate. Chapel. Now, this is the coat of arms of the town. It's a town, you know, people are living here. See? La Couvertoirade. Strange name. It means couvert, it means. There's a lid on, you know, it's closed. Or something is on top of it. Well, guess who's on top of it, eh? The devil. It's got the lid of the devil on it. Absolutely. Couvert. Ah, couvert, toi, rade, toi. It means the roof. So it means the roof with the top on it, which is closed. So maybe before they did it, you know, with wood. So maybe these roofs are maybe even out of stone. Now look, there's a lot of caves here. There's a path going there. I bet you, there's a lot of things to see here. A lot of digging to do. Now, can't really read it. Well, sad. So this is the chapel here, next to the castle. That's the castle. People living here all over. The town. That's fantastic, really. In the middle of nowhere. And here, a lot of devils here. Monkeys. Why monkeys? You know, there never were any monkeys in France or in Europe. We never had any monkeys. No. How did they know this? 1,000 years ago, eh? Some devils. Another monkey. Ah, see, the monkeys. The Swiss, they are the monkeys. Eh? Swiss, eh? It says. The church cemetery. Well, let's have a look. The Templar cemetery. I like cemeteries, you know that. It was my first film, The Pharaoh Show. Yeah, a lot of Templars' graves here. So I'm going to drink my wine here. There you go. Swiss crosses. A lot of Swiss crosses. That one is the same like on YouTube, you know, make a bigger picture like the Germans have had. Sorry. All over. A bunch of Swiss crosses all over. Hey, yeah. Swiss, eh? That's what I'm telling, eh, Swiss, eh? Aye. Oh, this is what I saw at Omaha Beach, these things on the wall. Remember, guys? There it is again. What does that mean? They look like coffee beans. Putting stones on it. But they're not Jews, are they? What's that? Freemason handshake. Oh, look at that. The handshake. Hey, guys. in another way. This is like high five. That's weird. Don't know what this says. I'll read it. What a nice place to chill at. The Templar Cemetery. Typical Swiss crosses. I tell you, it's full of Swiss crosses here. They are the Templars. Told you. The Swiss Nazi Templars. All Swiss crosses all over. This one is a Fleur de Lis. Get on your grave, mate. Another Swiss stuff. It's all over. Holes, is that? Hey, Swiss, eh? Well, let's have my cider. I got it now, what it means. Couvert, toi, ra, va. Couvert, it means covered. Toi, it means the roof. And Ra, it's Amun Ra, the sun god. So it means the final roof which covers us is the sun god, or the sun. And the, I don't remember. I'm a bit pissed here. I'm emptying the bottle here. And I don't have my books here. I've been living on the streets for 2 years because of the Swiss terror. So I can't look it up for you, that. But I know it's pharaonic. Couvert toi rade. Couvert toi rade. And so it means the solar system. As in Ari. It means, I already told you, it means born out of the sun, or like in aristocracy. Aristocracy, or Aryan, A-R-I-A-N. Ri is the sun, and A, it means pregnant, so it means pregnant son. That's where they come from. These boys are not from here, and they're ruling our planet with wars after war after war after war. Now they're trying to tell us the Muslims are doing terrorist attacks. It's all a lie. They are doing it, the guys of the pyramid here. These guys of the Red Pyramid. See my film, you know, that the swastika from a Templar's cross from a pyramid. I put some nice music in it for you. The name of this town is Pharaonic, and these guys are from there. Couvert toi rade. Couvert toi rade. Why they put these stones here like Jews? Is that pharaonic custom? I might say it is. I'll leave my bottle here. Couvert toi rade. I knew when I would come here, I would understand things. So I'm very interested what will happen in the night. Things will happen, I know. Today is raining. So you see, there's nothing around here. This is where they were hiding, the Templars, from the French king. And in the end they got him. They chopped his head off. Right, beautiful road leading to the Templar stronghold. So the Templar stronghold, an entire village with the people to work for them. All around, you know, here. Pharaoh. Me. So because there are no water sources here, no rivers, nothing here, the Templars, they dug this so when it rains, you know, they can collect the water. It must be really tight then. Watertight. It's a very dry area. So apparently this thing here is the original Templars chapel next to the that's the Templars castle up there, but it's all broken down, so they built the church of the Hospitallers of Saint Christoph. Yeah, well, there's not much to see. Well, let's go to the chapel of the Hospitallers. Interesting. So here's a wall. But if you go up here behind, there's another part of it. This is real old. Oh, this is real old. It's the most interesting part of it. I'm built into the rocks here. Be interesting to do some digging here, mate. Right. So let's go in. You got two holes here, probably to put a Baphomet statue, right? So we see. So here they used to hand out the water from the pit, you just saw here, you know, for the people. It's a bit high, but maybe you can see something, alright? So imagine, like in the Middle Ages, still like this. I have to go here and get some water. Oh, I'm thirsty, I haven't drunk enough. You know, for the workers. For their slaves, eh? So here's the church by the Hospitallers from the 14th century. Just, you see their crosses there, you know, up here? Oh, yeah. Hey, Swissy, you see their crosses, eh? Right. So the Hospitallers, of course, they, you know, they belong to them. Oh, where is it? There it is. The Hospitallers, they belong to them. And they were before, and they were after, when the Templars disappeared. Another Swiss cross. A Swiss A. They are. There's sort of a pyramid here. Yeah. So important to them. The pyramid, you know, and where the all-seeing eye is, like on the dollar. Oh, what do you say? A Swiss cross. Okay, yeah. And you say the 6 times 6. There's a 6 in the middle. And a 6 here. And a 6 all around it. Oh, great. Isn't it fabulous? A lot of Templar stuff in here. Templars crosses and the marble stuff here. So I'm going to tell you who the Hospitallers were. You know, in order to get the Europeans, the stupid Europeans, to do their war for them, to open up the road to the pyramids to get their treasure from their ancestors, the pharaohs. There's another pyramid on top of us here. You know, they had to lure the Europeans into it. Just like in the First World War, you know, they put a flower in the cannon and say, oh, you know, you're going to drink some French wine, you'll be back in a week. Oh, crap. 4 years, and most of them didn't even come back. And so they did the same in the Middle Ages. So they said, well, you know, we're going to take care of your feet, you know, we have doctors, the hospitalists, the word hospital is from there. It's the Red Cross. The Templars is more like the White Cross, you know, the Swiss Cross. And and they said, well, we're going to take care of you, give you food, until the moment they were like in the in Jerusalem and, you know, fighting the Muslim guys. And all of a sudden the hospital has disappeared and they popped off. They popped out again like 200 years later after it all. So then, you know, the Europeans, we were all trapped in it. And there was no more way out, as they do in all the wars. They just lure us inside. And they were like F-U-C-K'd, you know what I mean? I just learned that this flower all over on the walls, the sunflower, it's called a cardabelle. And it's on the, it grows on the floor, on the ground. It's so important to them here, they even, you know, the women make it like this, you know, like here. Well, the Templar's cross. And I understand that in the name of this flower, there's the word car in it. Car, cardabelle. So it could have been caradaba. They made cardabelle out of it. Car is the soul when we live, ba the soul when we die. Tha, I don't remember. And ra, as in the town here, couvertoir rad. It is the sun god. Nice tasting beer though. And this is a town here, it's called the Cavalry. Cavalry. Here's the whole town is a Templars again. It's a Templars thing here. This is the name of the town. Well, let's have a look. It says Place des Templiers, the square of the Templars. Yeah, well. So you can see in the cavalry. A whole Templars thing here. This is the red and white like the Swiss. And this is the black and white like the Teutonic Knights, also Swiss. And you got the same thing, you know, the same superstition with this sun. The flower that looks like the sun. Here's the other side, all Templar. An entire Templar's town again. There's so many of them here, you know. This is the biggest organization the world has ever seen. No doubt, you know. We all see the pyramid, right? Teutonic. Swiss. Hey, Swiss, hey. So this is the area where it's in France, it's called Larzac. The whole thing there. It's quite a big thing, eh? The Templars were a big thing. They were everywhere. Everywhere. There's even a big Templars cross here on the street. Hey, Swiss, you like it, eh? So here in La Cavalerie. And in the other one, the Couvertoirade, I even met a Turkish Freemason who went to his Templars pals. He gave me the finger. And so I asked him, he said, yeah, I'm 27 degree. You know, look, you think this is freedom, you know, the working for this all their lives, well, this is freedom. Well, you have to pay to get in here, look. It's like border control. So here's the commandery in another town here called Sainte-Eulalie. This is the name here. Probably a Templar's church there. Looks very old. So they left it open. It's in the evening. Let's have a look. Two poor aristocrats, second, third, fourth sons. So, well, this is private property. I'm going to have a look in the church tomorrow. It's private, so I'm not going to. Just going to stay here probably. Well, there's nobody here. So, Templar's Commandery. Not much to see. Oh, that looks fantastic. Look at it. So that house, that's the old commandery of the Templars. I know what it says on the church. I will look tomorrow. I saw these same things in Pézenas on a commandery. They probably do this. Look. Templar's cross and some flowers. Well, I might put my tent here now, but I want to sleep quiet, you know. Oh, this is very old, eh? So, this is the New World Order. That's where it started, you know. They're the guys who made the New World Order. So the entire building here is the Templar's Commandery until the church there. It's big, eh? You can see here how deserted it is, you know. There's nothing here. There's nothing. Nobody, you know, all around here. There's all mountains and forests. You can imagine 1,000 years ago. So you see, this is a church with a Templar's cross on it. In the Oval, eh? As in the Oval Office, and the commandery is built next to it. Same, yeah, so of course it's a genuine Templar's church. Yeah, on the church, so this is the church here. You can see how the commanders, they had a game here, sort of a tennis or something. It's called Jeu de Pomme. So they've always been commanders. Even today. So you see, that's the church. So it's going all around. It's really a stronghold of the Templars. And this is the other side again. You see, even today there's nothing. As far as you can see, they're really hiding these blokes. Right. Here you can see the other side of it. It's going all around. Yeah, there's the other tower. Well, it's dark. I'm going to put my tent in the in the commandery's yard. I finally put up my tent right next to the commandery. Anyway, yeah. A weird night. Really weird energies here. Can't describe it. So this is a real Templar's church, which was built in 1150. There's not much to see. So the Templars, they were hiding, like, In religion, because there were only three things in the Middle Ages: the church, the castle, and the people. And they didn't want to hide. Those aristocrats, those pharaohs, they didn't want to hide among the people, because then they had to work. They absolutely didn't want to work. Oh no, no, no. Yeah. So it's part of the stronghold. It's like the wall of the stronghold, the whole church. And I slept there on that side in the yard. I was lucky because I just saw now they closed the door. So this is what a house of the 15th century in France, southern France, might look like. Commander of the Templars, you know, just before the revolution. So the revolution was in 1789. And they still exist. There's a lot of Freemasons, you know, visiting these sort of places. Fortified town. That says Templars Commandery. So the whole thing was a commandery, a stronghold. Templars Commandery of Sainte Eulalie. Perfectly well hidden, even today. So these guys had the New World's Order in their heads at least 1,000 years before we discovered it on YouTube. Imagine, look how they're hiding, and they still are. Most people still don't know what's going on. The New World Order, the horizontal rule by the second, third and fourth sons of the pharaonic aristocracy, and their political wing, the Masons. Yeah, look, a bunch of vultures. Maybe there's a dead Templar lying on the road. Hey, Swiss, eh? A whole bunch of them. It happened a couple of years back. Some Frenchy, he fell down the... Oh, they're gone. Some Frenchy, he fell down the cliff. And before the doctors were there, you know, and the, you know,